You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Today marks the day the whole world celebrate International Earth Day. The day is meant to mark the importance of environmental awareness and preservation. Earth Day aims to push for the building of a waste-free society. To discuss this further, we joined on the line by strategic lead at the Green Connection, Liz McDade. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning to you and to all your listeners.
Ms. McDade, tell us, how significant is Earth Day and what does it mean to you as Green Connection?
I think it's one day in the year, or one of a couple of days, but when we can try and draw the public's attention to how we are treating our home, our earthly home, because if we don't ensure that we are living in a way that's within the ecological boundaries and we don't destroy our own planet, that's obviously very important. At the moment, if you think about it as the kind of boundaries of clean air, clean water, enough food for everybody, that the biodiversity of the earth, which is obviously our heritage, that we are not doing so well as humankind in our attempts to look after our own planet. So this is one day where we can wake up and sort of start reflecting on how we're doing and see whether, in fact, we can make moves to live more sustainably. And I think one of those issues is, which has come to the fore in recent years, is plastic. And as you are aware, plastic comes from oil.
Yes.
And oil and gas have been two of the fossil fuels which have contributed to climate change. So on the one hand, we are heating up the earth or overheating it and causing a problem for ourselves. And on the second side, the plastics that we use are having... So initially, you know, we had plastics being washed into the oceans. We've got plastics that are getting tangled up with things like turtles who think it's food and eat it, but seabirds that are dying of starvation because they see these shiny little bits of plastic and think they are food, and eventually their stomachs are so full that they think they're full, and then meanwhile they're starving. So there's those kinds of issues. But now what we've discovered is plastic doesn't really ever go away. It just breaks down into smaller and smaller and smaller bits. And these microplastics, we now, the scientists are telling us, are having tiny, tiny, tiny pieces of plastic inside our bodies. And that's not good for us. And in fact, I don't think people really know what will happen in the future as we now become more plastic than human, I guess. And I think the other issue, which is always kind of been known for a while, is that in order to make plastic very soft and bendy, there are chemicals called plasticizers, and that these sometimes mimic human hormones. And so you will find that in some areas, men, and they particularly mimic women's hormones. And so then men will find that the sperm counts are low, or you will find in a river there are more female fish than male fish. So, you know, this starts to disrupt our human life cycles as well. Mm-hmm. So these are all the kinds of things that we can start thinking about on a day like today and start seeing what steps can we take to make our planet a more livable place for us.
Now, you spoke about plastics, but what would you say is perhaps the biggest environmental threats to the Earth and in particular to South Africa's environment?
So I think we have to say that climate change is definitely, we are feeling it. And I mean, Earth Day started in, I think, 1970, and here we are in 2024. It's Monday morning. I can't do the maths, but we don't seem to be doing too well in solving crises like climate change. And just to climate change like a word, but what we are seeing, which the scientists have explained and predicted this would happen, is that we would see in the eastern part of the country more flooding and weather events. In other words, you know, when you have a big storm or a storm surge, and you have the beach and the sea that then destroys the coastal properties and roads. You have rivers that have floods, flash floods, and destroy bridges, roads, people's houses. And it's a little bit scary, and we've started to see that in other parts of the world as well. But in South Africa, it's a particular problem. And then in the west of the country, it's supposed to get a bit drier, which means more droughts and hotter days. And heat also has an impact. It means crops don't grow properly. It means we have less yields, which means food security becomes an issue. So these are the problems that we face, and sooner rather than later, we have to start thinking about what are the actual solutions, not only to climate change. We obviously all need to do that, but we have actually gone over a tipping point where we are experiencing it, and it's going to be a case of adapting to a more uncertain world until such time as we can stop using the fossil fuels and get the planet to recover.
Latest illustration is the flooding in the United Emirates in Dubai last week. Yes. In that desert, that illustrates that we are not dealing properly with climate change.
Well, you see, I think this is where we have to... We really... It's an example of how unpredictable we are... What unpredictability we are creating. Because, you know, there's a desert that's now flooded. And yes, part of it is, I believe, that they were trying to seed the clouds. Again, geoengineering, which can go wrong. And the second thing is, yeah, because the climate becomes so, as I said, unpredictable, weather becomes unpredictable now, you will have rainstorms in places, and much stronger rainstorms than maybe have happened in the past. So, you know, we can't just sit around and hope that it's going to go away, and we really have to push that we have to reduce our fossil fuels, stop relying on oil and gas as we move into the future, and obviously shut down, you know, stop using coal. But the climate change, the impacts that were predicted so many years ago are now happening.
So what is your message to South Africans as to why we should, as ordinary South Africans, commemorate this day?
So I think as ordinary South Africans, we need to reflect on our lifestyles and think, how can we live a little bit more gently on the planet? We have a really beautiful country. And it's something that earns us income, because many people from other parts of the world want to come and experience it. We are also a nation with great inequities and poverty, and many people depend on sort of small-scale farming for their survival. And those livelihoods... we need to adapt our livelihoods in order to ensure that we will still have food security into the future. So people should think about how can I help the situation, and not sit there like a rabbit in the headlights going, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do nothing, because that won't help us. But we can all reflect on the earth, our home, and that it's our only home. And there's certainly lots we can do, and we can definitely solve the problem. But, yeah, we have to actually take steps ourselves to reduce our impact on the planet.
But do you think that government and business are doing enough, really, to preserve and to raise awareness around the importance of safeguarding our environment?
It's not just about raising awareness, it's about taking action. So, you know, and I have to say, I think government is wrong in that they are continuing to propose more fossil fuels. They are continuing to allow oil companies to try and explore for oil in the ocean, and that should be stopped. And our environmental parts of government need to also think about how do we conserve our environment. And every single one of us can probably look around and see that somewhere or other there's a huge building going up, some office block on what was a natural piece of land where people could play, relax in nature, or where there was some specifically important piece of biodiversity that's been destroyed, or a river that's now become so polluted. So I think we should be putting pressure on government and calling on businesses, because they're often the people doing the polluting, to come to the party and start fixing the planet. It's not enough for someone to say, I'm not going to do that much damage to the environment. No, you must actually show us how you're going to your development in its going forward. It's going to restore a little bit of the environment. So, you know, it's not do less damage. It's actually now do more than that. You must now restore what has been destroyed.
As an ordinary citizen of South Africa, what is the message then to them in terms of what do you do today to make that change?
Don't buy plastic bags. If you have a car, don't use it every single day. For when you want to go those 5 minutes to shop, walk. Just one, it'll make you healthier anyway, but it'll just save a little bit of fuel. And use your water sparingly, because water is something that's very precious and we can't afford to waste that.
Liz McDade, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Strategic lead at The Green Connection.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.